Hello, and welcome to the live webinar, Learn 3 Ways Johnson & Murphy Stepped Up Their Social Commerce, sponsored by Power Reviews and powered by Retail Online Integration Magazine. I'm Alexis Henderson, Director of E-Learning for Retail Online Integration, and I'm pleased to welcome you to today's event. Before we get started, let me point out a few quick tips on how to make the most of today's live webinar. First, if you have any technical difficulties, troubleshoot by clicking on the Help widget at the bottom of the console marked with a question mark, or let us know via the Q&A box. You can also use the Q&A box to submit your questions to today's panelists. We'll be addressing select questions at the end of the hour, but you can send them in at any time. Please make sure you turn off any pop-up blockers on your computer so that you can utilize all of the widgets and bells and whistles on this console. This is especially important today as we'll be doing some live sharing that you won't want to miss. Also, if you're curious about those bells and whistles I mentioned, please click on the Tips for Attendees widget below to learn what all of the widgets on this console do and how you can customize your experience today. All right, let's get on to the good stuff. Please help me in welcoming our panelists, Heather Marsh, Director of E-Commerce for Johnson & Murphy, and Ryan Smith, who's in Product Marketing at Power Reviews. Heather has led Johnson & Murphy e-commerce efforts since 2006. Her responsibilities include operations of the e-commerce site, marketing the site through email, SEM, SEO, and affiliate, development and analysis of circulation plans, management of the marketing database for the direct and retail stores, execution of direct mail campaigns to generate traffic for the website in over 150 retail stores, and overseeing the call center operations. Prior to joining Johnson & Murphy, Heather worked at the Vanguard Group. She holds a BA from Colgate University and her MBA from Vanderbilt University. Ryan graduated from Chico State University with a BS in business marketing and completed his master's in advertising from Syracuse University. Ryan has worked in digital strategy and marketing for over 3 years in a variety of roles. In his most recent tenure at Power Reviews, Ryan oversees customer marketing and product marketing execution. And with that, I'll turn it over to Ryan to begin.
Great. Thank you, Alexis. Hi, folks. Again, I am Ryan Smith, Product Marketing with Power Reviews. Very excited to be joining you today and excited to have you join us. We have some great content to share with you today. So here is our webinar agenda. Heather is going to take a look at the Johnson & Murphy e-commerce goals and some of the social goals she has for Johnson & Murphy. A lot of vendors out there, a lot of choices in the social space, so we're going to look at why Johnson & Murphy went with Power Reviews. And then we're going to get the opportunity to hear from Heather on a live demo of johnsonmurphy.com, showing some of the solutions that she's used with Power Reviews. And then finally, we're going to summarize some of those metrics in social commerce success, and then finally a short Q&A period at the end of the presentation. So I am first going to hand it off to Heather, who can best tell the Johnson & Murphy story. So Heather, take it away.
Thanks, Ryan. For those of you that don't know, Johnson & Murphy's been around for over 150 years, and we have 150 retail stores, as well as we're distributed in over 2,000 wholesale doors. And we manufacture and sell footwear, apparel, and accessories for men and women. And our big claim to fame is that we have made shoes for every president since Fillmore. So have been around a while and continue to innovate and develop the product and style. In terms of our goals, going to the next slide, what we were hoping to do with Power Reviews is provide shoppers and our customers really with feedback from other customers, unbiased product feedback, so not our descriptions and our marketing copy, but really kind of create a community among the customers that they could talk to each other and communicate and get feedback on the product. Also, obviously, hoping that would increase conversions and drive sales, and it has. And then third, really an internal benefit, is to product development. So to get feedback from what customers want to see, how the product's working out, how it fits, et cetera. And that has really helped product development as well as sourcing, kind of enhance products and make them better. Some unexpected benefits or goals. One, we've actually used the reviews on the site as a training tool in the retail stores. All the stores have access to the website and the site, and new employees can go on and read product feedback, and that can help them sell it in stores, also understand how the product's fitting and what people are using it for. So that's been kind of an unexpected benefit that we've gotten from the reviews on the site. In terms of why did we pick Power Reviews on the next slide, really because It was easy to integrate with our site. Implementation was fast and easy. They're a great team of engineers to work with. And the other thing was they really are continually innovating. So they're continually developing the product, new releases, always willing to accept feedback and put it into the queue to make the product better. So we've been very happy with that since we've been with them. They've rolled out a new reporting tool that's great, lets you dig down and really get into the reports on specific products. And they've also blown out the social suite, which has been really great. And then the third thing that I really love about PowerView is they're great at kind of sharing best practices, what's working for other clients on the platform as well. And so we've gotten a lot of tips from them on not just social and reviews, but just in general what other people are doing and seeing on their website. So it's been a really great partnership with Power Reviews. So let's go out to the Johnson & Murphy site and take a tour of what's going on. We'll show you what we've implemented and how we're using it. I believe the website's going to come up in a second. We're going to take you to one of our most popular products, the Aragon 2 Kilty Tassel. Hopefully you can all see the website. This is, as I said, one of our most popular products. We have over 439 reviews on the product. As you can see, it has an over 4-plus rating there, so it's great. So as a customer shopping and they want to learn more about the product, they can click on Read Reviews, and it drops you down to this box. It gives you an overview of the product, and quickly it tells you that 94% of the people who have reviewed the product would recommend it to a friend, and then it quickly goes through the pros, cons, and best uses. So 381 people that have reviewed it believe it's comfortable. If you move to the center box there where it says cons, 38 say it needs to be broken in or takes a little time to break it in, and then shows you some best uses. So 274 people wear it for casual use. So it's real easy for a customer. You know, you don't necessarily have to read all 439 reviews to get a snapshot of exactly how the product's working and what people think about it. Scrolling down, you see the sizing information there. So obviously buying shoes online can be a little tough if you're not sure how they fit. But on this shoe, 92% of the people that responded says it feels true to size, and 94% feels true to width. So again, gives the customer a real quick snapshot of how it's fitting. And then down a little bit there, you'll see the reviewer profile, and it tells you kind of how the customers view themselves, if they're comfort-driven, style-driven, or comfort and style. And all this is customizable through Power Reviews, so we were able to pick attributes and descriptive words that meant something to the J&M consumer, so we chose that. If you scroll down a little more, we'll look at an individual review. We're going to go look at the Smile Doctor from Philadelphia, and as you can see, to the left, he's a verified buyer, so that means we know that he purchased the product. Again, it just adds credibility to the review that he actually purchased the product, so the consumer who else is reading this knows he actually has the product. He rated it with 5 stars, and you can see what pros he's picked, so attractive design, comfortable, et cetera. No cons, and then his best uses. And again, that's all customizable. You can pick which attributes you want to display, and then the customer can actually add their own attributes there as well. This is the most recent review, so the date was on June 11th, so it's posted to the site. And then he talks about his experience with the product. And we do allow customers to post service reviews as well, or service comments as well. And that's great, not just to tell other customers how it works, but it allows us to follow up with someone who's had a poor experience. You know, they might not email us or they might not call, but they kind of use this as a tool to tell us they're unhappy, and we're able to reach out and really resolve that quickly. So that's been a great tool. Underneath his comments, again, you see exactly how it fit him. He felt the sizing was true to size and the width was true to width. And then bottom line, he would recommend it. A great little tool for the customer to review. In terms of question and answer, if you go back to the top of the product detail page, you'll see there's product Q&A, and we have 28 questions that are asked there. And we get a lot of questions, a lot more than we expected that we would get, but customers are just craving information. And so we have implemented 3 ways to answer the questions. We're using the crowdsource. We're using subject matter experts, which are basically the Johnston & Murphy call center staff, as well as Ask a Product Owner. So these 3 sources really allow us to answer most of our questions in less than 1 hour. If you scroll down, we're going to look at an actual question that was asked. The question is this resolable? It was asked on March 31st, 2012. And two answers have been posted to that, one by the customer care, the call center staff, and then one from a verified buyer. And the answers are very similar. The chill notes are very similar. And they reinforce each other. Again, you kind of have an outside source verifying or adding credibility to the answer. But the thing that's interesting here is that the verified buyer answered the question the same day that the customer asked the question. He asked it on March 31st, which was a Saturday, and the customer was able to respond faster than the customer care staff. The other thing that's interesting is that the verified buyer responded on his mobile device. So he sent it from his iPhone, so it's mobile optimized. So it truly is a great tool to allow customers to join the conversation and respond it back to customers. And I think customers in some way view another customer's answers as more legitimate, just adds credibility to it. So let's go back to the deck and take a look and see what we've learned. In terms of learnings, 70% of the customers that come to the site read at least one review. Again, tremendous. It's just been a great resource for us. And 50% of the sales come from products with reviews, with customer reviews. And of our questions, 1 hour or less, which on average it takes us 1 hour or less to answer questions through the social answers, which is the Ask a Product Owner, which is where we email someone who's bought the product before and ask them to answer the question, or from the crowdsource solution. And so that's really helped get answers to our customers quickly and taken the heat off a little bit off the call center staff to get back to those questions. Some of the learnings, you know, one of the things that we've really learned is that we're too close to our business, which I think we all know that we're close to our business, but sometimes you forget. And Q&A and reviews have helped us realize that we are too close to it and kind of given us an outside look at how our website works as well as how our products work. So one of the first things we learned actually is a lot of our products are refurbishable, meaning you can send it back to us and we'll put a new sole and heel onto the shoe for a small fee. And so we would list that in the product description, and it was amazing. As soon as we implemented Power Reviews within the first 2 weeks, we realized that people were reading that as used product. They thought it was the product had already been refurbished and they were buying someone else's shoes. They didn't understand that it was new product and that they could refurbish it once it wore out. And so we quickly changed our product copy and did more description around the refurbishment program, and we did more links and more information on how it works so people didn't think they were buying used product. The other thing that we learned is we were writing these wonderful marketing copy filled fancy product descriptions, and I think we were being too complicated, and customers weren't understanding, you know, that this was leather, because we were describing the leather with four adjectives, and they were just like, well, I don't know what those adjectives mean. They sounded great to us when we're really close to the product and we know, you know, what Napa wax leather is, and they don't know what that is. So that, again, helped us provide insight and step a little bit farther away from our business and provide better information for the customer. So in terms of it's really been a win for Johnston & Murphy and our customers on the next slide. It's helped improve the customer experience tremendously. Like I mentioned, a lot of people are reading reviews, not only our customers, but also our retail associates in stores, again, to help them sell the product and see what people like about the product. It has helped product development tremendously. It's almost like immediate feedback from them as soon as the product hits and we start selling it. We get reviews right away, and they can go in and see what people are saying about it. And then last but not least, most importantly, it has increased revenue. It has increased conversion. We've been very happy with the results since adding the Q&A as well as reviews to the site. Social, like I mentioned, having the social answer solutions has saved our internal team a ton of time to answering questions and answers, so it's been great. In terms of three tips for social commerce, customers are craving information. We all know that. They want it any way they can get it. So we wanted to add a place on our site to step up our social communication between our customers, or allow the space for our customers to communicate through question and answers as well as reviews. As I just talked about, it's really enhanced product development. And then third, using multiple sources to get the questions answered has added credibility, so customers can actually respond to our customers to the answers, but also the speed with which the questions get answered has been tremendous using the social answers using the crowdsourcing as well as the Ask a Product Owner. You know, they can bounce back on weekends when we're not, when our call center staff isn't here to answer the question. So three tips is really to use multiple sources or to use multiple sources to answer those questions. I'm going to flip back to Ryan. I think we're going to do a poll here.
Yeah, thank you, Heather. That was fantastic. It's really interesting to see some of these products live and kind of in action on the site. So thank you. I appreciate you doing that. So now we're going to jump into a quick poll. We want to get some feedback from the audience. So here's the question. Are you using questions and answers, Q&A functionality on your website? You can see the radio button to the left. You can answer yes, no, not yet, but planning on implementing, and then finally looking at, but decided not to implement. So we'll give you a couple seconds here to answer those questions. And again, the question is, are you using questions and answers on your website? You can answer yes, no, third is not yet, but planning on implementing, or fourth, looking at, but decided not to implement. Great, and let's take a look at the results. So it looks like almost half say no. Actually, a good majority said yes as well. Heather, what are you seeing in the space? Is this pretty consistent with what you're seeing with competitors and just kind of in the social space in general?
Yeah, it seems like Q&A is coming along. I think when we first implemented, we just saw it. We've had it for 2 years now. We just saw it on a few sites, but we're definitely seeing more and more. Again, the customer is really craving it, and you know, they want kind of an instant response. And what's great about it is it really allows them to interact with other customers that they can't necessarily do. Yes, they can email us. Yes, they can call us. Yes, they're going to get the same answer if they do those things. But the social part of the Q&A, allowing other customers to respond, really adds a lot to this product, and I think really the customer likes that part of it.
That's great. It's funny because, you know, there's a 0% looking at but decided not to implement. So it's clear that this is a trending product and people are starting to realize this is a necessity on the site. So let's move on here. Okay. So turn social into sales with PowerView's Essential Social Suite. So we, with Heather, we were able to see some of the products that Johnson & Murphy was using on their site, so customer reviews and social answers. So now we're going to dive a little bit more into the Essential Social Suite, what we're calling the ESS, and you can see this is illustrated in the orb right there. So in February, PowerView's launched the Essential Social Suite, and this is the only solution to integrate the three components of social success. So you can see that middle kind of core layer right there is the powerful social content generation. And this is comes in the form of social answers and customer reviews, and that's what you saw on Johnson & Murphy's website. The second layer is the comprehensive social engagement. So this is solutions like community, social loyalty, and social discovery. And social loyalty and the social discovery we're going to touch on a little later. And then finally is the kind of all-encompassing layer, this robust social performance measurement. And this is one of the most unique offerings in the space and one that's really critical to online retailers. So with PowerView's Essential Social Suite, you get the power of integrated social content, engagement, and measurement from a single vendor. And it all starts out with the PowerView social content engine. Social content is the fuel that drives the most valuable social benefits for your brand. With PowerReviews, you can capture massive amounts of social content about your products, increasing both site traffic and revenue. This social content, through its relevance, freshness, and sheer volume, makes you easier to find than your competition and turns more shoppers into buyers. Next is that second layer, that green layer right there. It's the social engagement layer, which enables you to further amplify that social content across the web. You will encourage customers to contribute and share more by rewarding helpful behavior and giving them the tools to connect with the community. And finally, for the first time ever, the social measurement layer, and that's that light blue layer on the outside. And this allows you to precisely measure the dollar impact of social activity. And this is really unprecedented in the e-commerce space. And marketers can directly link social to sales. And this enables you to optimize on-site social activity and drive more of what makes your e-commerce site successful: traffic, engagement, and sales. So let's learn a little bit more about how to turn social into sales on your site. So first is the social answers component, and this is, we talked about this with Heather and Johnston and Murphy. So closely behind reviews, Q&A is the second most powerful influencer of conversion. When customers get answers to their questions, they convert at a higher rate. PowerView Social Answers converts more customers by answering questions within 24 hours, the crucial time period that determines the success of turning browsers into buyers. And you saw the great example Heather showed us on J&M for the very quick turnaround with the answer there. So let's dive a little bit more into social answers here. We're going to talk a bit about the three-pronged approach, and Johnston Murphy has this solution live on their site as well. So PowerView's sophisticated workflow allows you to create question queues and ensure you can triage questions based on multiple parameters. You can route questions quickly to internal customer service or subject matter experts. You also route based on product, category, or brand. PowerView supports three ways to get product answers. So the first one is internal subject matter experts. So that's that first icon you see on the top. And this comes in typically in the form of the customer support. The second is the Ask Product Owners, which enables you to engage verified buyers to answer questions. And finally, the crowdsource answers leverage cutting-edge technology to let individuals answer basic questions. And this also saves a lot of the time and money on the organization. So you saw the example on J&M that the first answer came from the product owner, and not only was it fast, we know the quality of the answer is high because it's displayed on the product page, which, like all content in the PowerViews network, must pass through the comprehensive moderation before it can be displayed and visible. So the second solution that we talked about with Johnston Murphy was the customer review solution. On average, PowerView's clients create three times more customer views than the competition. And why is this important? This results in 10 to 50% more organic traffic to your product pages because this content is indexable or searchable via Google, Yahoo, and Bing, for example. Our reviews also create the confidence that turns browsers into buyers. So you see the 14% increase in site conversion based on kind of our display and the snapshot with our customer reviews. So let's dive into the second layer of the essential social suite orb, and this is the social engagement layer that I touched on. And one section of the social engagement is the social discovery solution. So it's well known that adding the like button to your site can increase Facebook referral traffic significantly. According to Facebook, retailers that integrate see a 2.4x increase in referred traffic. With social discovery, your site will enable customers with an easy way to broadcast their social content and share to the social web, pushing your message to new audiences. Your site will enable customers to share reviews and ask their friends for advice through Facebook. This amplification of your content drives qualified traffic from the social web to your site. But the benefits don't start there, ladies and gentlemen. So with social discovery, your customers will also self-select into targeted social campaigns covering topics in which they have expressed interest. So your site will enable customers to follow reviewers and products. So you see here the mouse is about to click on Follow Me, which it would mean that they're following Miss Sherry and the reviews that she contributes. And this allows you to personalize content customers get in their Facebook news stream. As their favorite reviewers post new content or new content is posted about preferred products, your customers will get this new content in their Facebook feed. So you all can also can see the example of subscribing to reviews for that specific product. This high relevancy of content ensures more clicks back to your site. Another important feature of social discovery is the trending products or follow a category feature. And this enables your customers to choose daily updates on new and or trending products. Your high impact products will be pushed out to new audiences, enabling you to push hot products out to those who are most likely to want to learn more, ensuring more traffic back to your site. This highly relevant social content is powered by a proprietary algorithm that chooses the most relevant message based on volume and recency of social content created. PowerReview's flexible, sophisticated algorithm is customizable based on multiple client inputs and overrides, ensuring that your content is always fresh and relevant. So the other solution we're going to talk to today that's in the social engagement layer is social loyalty. So just a little background here. Constellation Research believes that by 2013, more than 50% of all social business initiatives will include an enterprise gamification component, and I think we're really seeing this trend in real time. PowerView Social Loyalty is designed to drive content creation. Applying gamification will drive customer behavior to create the social content and social shares that drive your site's goal, which of course is traffic, engagement, conversion, and sales. You can also drive content where it is needed most, filling coverage gaps and driving performance for underperforming products. And finally, you can also engage customers when they are not in the purchasing mode to keep your brand top of mind. So diving a little bit farther into social loyalty, PowerViews integrates gamification and social content creation that aligns customers' social activity with your site's goals. So it's completely configurable. Badging is the first step in the reward system, where you can provide customized badges to reward customers for taking actions that increase content and engagement. So, for example, you see that this customer was giving the lifesaver badge for answering a question from someone else. So integrated site messaging will encourage further engagement through messages such as be the first to write a review for more points or be the first to answer a question for a distinct badge. As customers gain more points and badges, their accomplishments will be reflected on the leaderboard, and you see one of our client leaderboard examples right here. The leaderboard will also encourage others to want to compete to move to the top of the list. The more your customers gain achievements, the more content your site gains. And like I said, the great thing about social loyalty, it's totally configurable. PowerView's easy-to-use, dashboard-driven management of loyalty gives you the flexibility to determine points, badges, and incentives. So this customer decided to give 5 points for answering questions, 10 points for writing a review, and 5 points for posting a review to Facebook. As it is integrated with customer reviews, social answers, and social discovery, you can quickly and easily make changes that drive better performance. And finally, the very outside layer of the essential social suite orb, and this, like I said, is the most critical element, I think, for a lot of online retailers, and it touches on a big pain point. PowerView social measurement platform enables you for the first time to precisely measure the sales impact of social activity. Yes, you heard me correct. Sales impact of social activity on your site. You will measure social traffic, engagement, and content generation and determine how they drive traffic, conversion, and sales on your site. Our powerful analytics engine, deeply integrated into social content and engagement layers, answers questions such as which type of social content creates the most organic traffic, or which type of engagement is most likely to drive conversions. Just a couple examples there. A single integrated platform means that social activity on your site can be measured and then optimized to drive traffic, conversion, and revenue. So you've learned why PowerViews has really propelled itself to be the social performance company. We have a broad range of client sizes and verticals. You can see Staples to the top left, a number two retailer, online revenue right behind Amazon. You can see, you know, we service the SMB market, so small and medium business, and then down to the very, you know, niche businesses as well. And our 96% renewal rate, you see on the right there, award-winning technology, are all proof of the performance that we provide to our customers every day. So I appreciate you attending. Now on to our Q&A portion. Here's our contact info information. If you're interested in speaking with us, give us a call today or email us at info@powerviews.com. There's also our website below, powerviews.com, to learn more about the Essential Social Suite and how it can help your company. So now I'm going to pass it back to Alexis, who is going to moderate the Q&A for us.
All right, guys. We have we do have several questions in from the viewers today, and I do want to just remind everyone that's listening in, if you haven't already submitted a question and you think of something while we're chatting, please do feel free to keep submitting your questions. We will be continuing to go through them as we're discussing. So let's start with Heather. We have a attendee that would like to know how you guys at Johnston & Murphy are encouraging consumers to engage in reviewing.
We are doing it in a number of ways. We mention it in they get a thank you note after they purchase. We mention it in the thank you note that we're going to solicit them for a review, an email thank you note that they're going to solicit them for a review. And then about 3 weeks after their purchase, we send them an email offer asking them to review the product. And we offer a raffle or sweepstakes every month, a $100 gift card for people that review the product. And we follow up that email. If they don't click through the email, we follow up with a second email about a week later asking them to review the product as well. And those emails are some of our most opened emails as well as some of our most click-through emails. And then the other thing that we do is about once a season or every 3 to 4 months, we'll do a big kind of historical blast, and we'll send everybody who's bought a product in the last 4 months and give them another shot to review the product. And we up the ante on that one and offer a $500 gift card on that one for people to enter reviews. And so we get great responses to that. You know, one of the things we were nervous about when we implemented that the only people would respond to those emails are people that had a bad experience with the product, but that has not been the case. It's not at all what we've seen, and we've seen a great response. When people love something, they want to talk about it. And so that is the main way that we're soliciting reviews.
All right, fantastic. Let's go to Ryan. Someone on the call is asking whether or not you can talk about maybe another specific case study about the social engagement feature or another place where they can find access to case studies like that?
Yeah, so we have actually quite a few case studies that touch on social engagement, specifically our social loyalty product and social discovery. So plenty of case studies that you can reach out to us. For example, we've seen a lot of referral traffic, for instance, an uptick in referral traffic when they use you know, products like social discovery, just for an example. But definitely feel free to reach out to us, and we can provide those case studies for you.
All right, great. And another question. How does Power Reviews, this is for Ryan again, partner with smaller companies with limited budget?
Yeah, so you notice on one of the final slides, the kind of showcase slide that showed some of our clients, we work with all range of clients, from the very niche, you know, retailers and brands to the largest, and so we're really able to work with these businesses and you know, make sure that they get the bang for the buck and get the best solution possible.
All right, great. Heather, you touched on this a little bit in that first question that I asked you, but are you ever concerned about a negative review being shown in the public forum?
That was definitely one of our concerns before we implemented it, but, you know, we felt like there are enough tools out there for customers to complain, so whether it's Facebook or Twitter or really posting products, you know, we sell through other wholesalers, so they can go on Zappos site and review our products or Amazon site and review our product, and we felt like, you know, there's the opportunity out there for them to do it in other places. Why not have it done on our site and allow us to react to it, allow us to really control how we respond. So that was a concern, but we do post all reviews to the website that are concerning a product, whether it's positive or negative, but we do reach out to a lot of the negative reviewers and try to resolve the problem for them. So if they've had a bad experience, if they've had poor fit, reaching out to them or just trying to make the situation right. So again, this has been a great tool to get that feedback, you know, and, you know, prior to implementing reviews, that customer is probably just complaining about it at a cocktail party and not ever telling us about it. So it's really opened the door for us to reach out and improve the customer experience.
Awesome. Ryan, what exactly is the crowdsource in the Q&A? What is it asking Facebook friends or asking all people who have written a review?
So short answer, so no. Crowdsource is actually a third-party resource that we use through a service called Mechanical Turk that I'm sure a lot of people are aware of. But these people are product experts in the field that we fully screen that are able to answer these questions very fast to make sure that your customers get the best questions. And the quality of these questions is great as well.
Okay. Heather, What is your experience with multimedia reviews, for example, video reviews, additional photos, etc.? Do you see increased performance from these reviews over traditional text reviews?
That's an interesting question. We actually thought we might get more of these type reviews. We haven't gotten a bunch of them. Honestly, usually the people that send us pictures are people that are unhappy and they want to show us how something's wrong with the product. No, we don't really see increased performance, but again, it's allowing us to reach out and make the situation right for the customer and to correct the situation for them. So we haven't necessarily seen that, but that could mainly be our demographic. Our demographic is, our sweet spot's about a 45-year-old male. That just might not be something, he's a business guy, he's a business traveler, it probably might be something that's interested in him, but if you had a younger demographic, that might be something that they would be interested in doing.
Makes sense. Another question for Heather. How do you measure success? What metrics are important for your organization to look at?
We really look at three metrics. I mean, again, we really implemented the solution because we wanted to provide a better customer experience. Kind of a side benefit was obviously, I won't say side because obviously we want to increase conversion, but we really felt we needed to do this to provide the customers more information and get that out there. So the two top metrics we look at is the percent of the products on the site that actually have reviews, and then of the reviews out there, what percentage of them are over 4 stars. So those are the two metrics we watch on a regular basis. But we do look at conversion rate on products with reviews. We obviously want to generate, we see like once a product gets 3 or 4 reviews, the conversion rate starts to tick up on the product. So once we add new product to the site, we pretty heavily try to get reviews on that product because we feel like as soon as it's there, it really provides the customer more information. They can't touch or feel the product, but having another customer talk about it helps them get that benefit that they don't get in the store.
Another question for Ryan. Does this solution apply to other audiences? Does it work for B2B as well?
Absolutely. We service, the travel sector. And to touch on the B2B, this is a new idea for the B2B space. I mean, typically B2B companies don't have that checkout button with reviews and stuff. But we find, and I'm thinking of a specific client here, that they actually saw an uptick in search within the first week. So that's one of the huge values of having this user-generated content on your site is it's just the search aspect. So once you get them to the client site, they learn more about, the product and services, and then they can reach out to, a success manager or whatever.
Gotcha. Can you talk a little bit about how the follow-up email system works?
Yeah, this varies across our client base. Typically, best practices say about 3 weeks is the best time to send out the review, the write a review form to customers. We actually have a product that is fully integrated into our platform called Review Accelerator that allows our customers to automatically send out these emails, and they also have the option to use their own ESP as well.
Fantastic. Heather, another question for you about your online marketing. How do you separate online marketing do you separate online marketing to men and women? And if so, can you explain the differences of the campaigns?
Sure. We do a little bit in terms of the review emails. We have different models showing in them. Based on the product they bought, we kind of show a different look and feel. But we don't try to separate it too much because it's still the Johnston & Murphy brand, so we do that. But we do have, in terms of ongoing emails and things like that and sort of the search engine marketing, we do have some separate things that we do there to really customize the experience based on what product the customer has purchased. It all gets a little confusing when they buy both types of products and how do we decide what to show them. So we have some business rules around that, so we try not to get too different, but we do try to customize it so that their experience is relevant. And we know that men and women shop differently, so we do try to target based on that. But in terms of the review email, we do send a different email to men versus women.
Great.
Hope that answered that.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Ryan, next question is for you. How does this product integrate with an existing website, and is it platform specific?
We can cater to many e-commerce platforms. And the integration process, I believe, is typically around 50 hours or so. It's very seamless. You saw one of the values that Heather mentioned was the ease of this integration and very little bandwidth on the roadmap for the client side.
And another integration question. Can the social loyalty program be integrated with a retailer's proprietary rewards program? Have you had any customers that have done that yet?
Absolutely, yes and yes. And you can reach out to us to learn more if you ever ask that question.
Okay. Another question that I think could maybe apply to either Heather or Ryan, so I'm going to let you duke it out a little bit, but how do you recognize that a customer is a confirmed buyer? Is that through the Power Review system, or is that something that Johnson & Murphy does? Do you have real-time integration with transactional history and customer contact file?
Yeah. Heather, do you want to touch on that?
Yeah, sure. So we actually send the emails through our ESP, so our email per service provider. So we are when we send it out through our email service provider, there's a link in the email which identifies that they purchased the product. And if they click through that link and review the product, that's how we verify that they're a buyer. If you just come to the site and you just click write a review and you don't, even if you have bought the product, we do not give you the verified buyer badge. You basically have to click through the email that we send you, and there's some coding in there to pass it through. But that's how we are doing it. We're generating the email from our marketing database based on who we know purchased the product. And we are sending review emails to people who purchase in retail in one of our Johnston & Murphy retail stores. So it's not just limited to people who buy online.
Okay. And do you have someone who moderates the comments and reviews that are coming in, and do you delete any negative feedback, or you pretty much post everything?
Yeah, so Power Reviews does the level one moderation, so they'll read through everything looking for bad words, competitors, pricing information, all that kind of stuff. The way we have it set up, we're actually looking at all the reviews on the level two side, but you can set it up to say if it's 4 stars or above, just pass it right on and post it to the website automatically, or you can choose whatever you want, 3 stars and above, 2 stars and above, whatever you want, or you can send them all through. If Power Reviews signs off, they all go through. But we are reading all of them. We are not deleting any of them. We are posting every review, whether it's positive or negative, regarding a product. We aren't necessarily posting all service comments, so if someone had a bad experience in a store, we do not post that portion of the review, but we feel like for the products and reviews really to work, you have to tell both sides of the story. Again, the whole reason the customer wants to read reviews is they want to hear what other customers have to say. So if you screen out all the negative reviews, I think the customer can see through that and see that it's not authentic or genuine. So we do post every review, whether it's positive or negative, to the site. As I mentioned earlier, we do try to reach out to the people who post negative reviews and try to get back with them and try to correct the problem. But we do post them all to the site and let the customer make the decision for themselves, just give the customer all the information about other customers' experiences.
Yeah, I think those negative reviews just validate the positive ones, so it makes that conversation even more authentic.
Great. Okay, question for Ryan. Another question from a small business asking what your top tips to best succeed with social commerce for a smaller business.
Yeah, so I think user-generated content in general is not a want; it's a necessity now. It's something that you need to succeed. And I'd say, you know, the baseline is the customer views, and then you can build it out from there. But I think really getting those authentic conversations built into your website and getting an idea of how, you know, customers are talking about your products is so important. And then you have that value with the SEO value of the content, so you know, indexed for Google and Bing and Yahoo, and allows customers to search, and it really supplements the marketing copy and the product descriptions you have on your product pages. I hope that answered the question.
Right. Yeah, I think so. Heather, back to you. How many segments do you target at Johnston & Murphy, and can you track those segments back to the platform?
On the review side, we don't necessarily segment the review emails or anything. We send them to everyone, no matter what you bought, whether you bought footwear, apparel, et cetera, an accessory, we send them to everybody. On the email side, we do some targeting, and we kind of have a variety of things we do. We're trying to get into kind of a consistent, but we try different segments to see if it works. So we've had anywhere from 4 to 9 segments that we've tried to target. Sometimes we get too granular and we don't see the results we want, but we do tracking some segments, and we can track them back. But on the review side, really, we treat everyone the same because we want everyone's feedback no matter what you've purchased or why you've purchased or who you are.
Okay, great. One more for each of you. Ryan, this person is asking whether you do the integration or do you have to get an independent developer to do it?
No, we integrate the product for you. I mean, it's cross-functional, so you're working with the client team as well.
Okay, great. And Heather, one more for you. Why did you decide to buy the program rather than building the program internally?
You know, we didn't feel like we felt like we could build the program and maybe we could even build it cheaper, but it would probably be pretty static, and that wasn't our specialty. That wasn't what we were good at. And so we felt like we might as well go with a vendor who was going to continue to grow the platform and to add features and really be researching in the field to see what's latest and greatest and adding it to the platform. We felt like if we did it ourselves, we didn't have the time and resource to do the research and figure out how to implement it and add it. So, yes, we could add the basic functionality, but we would never grow it in keeping up with the industry. I mean, as we all know, e-commerce and the web just continually get the development cycle faster and faster and faster, and we didn't want to dedicate our development hours to that. We wanted to dedicate our development hours to having a good experience on the site itself, you know, refining checkout, you know, working on abandoned cart programs, that kind of thing, not on a technology that already existed and someone was already specializing in. And Power Reviews, as I mentioned earlier, has a great team of developers and continually is pushing out new products and new bolt-ons to the platform, when they have been a great partner for us.
Makes sense.
Amen, Heather.
And I lied. I actually have one more question. I'm sorry. But someone is asking, how much internal support, Heather, resources, head of department, do you devote to social reviews?
We, in terms of moderating the reviews, we have one person that moderates them, and she probably spends 15 to 20 minutes a day moderating reviews, so it's not a heavy burden. In terms of Q&A, I think I alluded to this earlier, but it really surprised us how many people ask questions. And so we were a little knocked off our feet when we first implemented Q&A because we were really looking at a full-time person dedicated to that, and we did not have that in the budget. So we kind of scrambled around, but Power Reviews came to our rescue with the two social products, the Ask a Product Owner and the crowdsourcing, and that's alleviated a big burden for us in answering those questions. So right now we're probably answering 10 to 15 questions a day, and they're just like emails that you might get through your customer service department, very similar questions. And so it hasn't been such a burden since we've implemented those two programs. It's really not much of a burden. Like I mentioned, it's 20 minutes of someone moderating reviews, and depending on the questions, an hour a day, maybe an hour and a half a day of people actually answering the questions.
Great. Well, Heather and Ryan, thank you both so much for taking the time to answer the listeners' questions. We are about out of time for today, so I'm going to start to wrap up. And on behalf of Power Reviews and Retail Online Integration, I want to thank everyone for attending today's webinar. Please be sure to check out our webinar page to get more information on all of our archived and upcoming webinars. If you would, please also just take a minute to fill out the brief feedback survey that will appear on your screen next. We'd be very grateful. Your feedback does influence the webinars we bring to you in the future. So thanks, everyone. Have a great afternoon, and I hope to see you at the next ROI webinar.